Well, as we heard earlier on the program, the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse will resume its third round of hearings in Ballarat today, in the central West Victorian town of Ballarat. Much of the focus of these hearings will be on Cardinal George Pell, who's currently in Rome in charge of the Holy See's finances. The Royal Commission is expected to announce this morning whether a group of survivors and supporters will be able to travel to Rome to hear Cardinal Pell give evidence by video link to the Commission next week. News Limited Publications published unconfirmed reports over the weekend that Cardinal Pell is being investigated by the Victorian Police Task Force called Task Force Sano over allegations of sexual abuse, what's described as historic allegations. Cardinal Pell has strongly denied the allegations, saying they were, quote, without foundation and utterly false, designed to do him maximum damage and undermine the work of the Commission. Francis Sullivan is Chief Executive Officer of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council of the Catholic Church. He joins us from our ABC studios in Ballarat this morning. Francis Sullivan, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
What do you know of these reported allegations against George Pell? They surprised the Cardinal himself on Friday. He said he knew nothing about them.
Yes, and it's a surprise to me. And of course, what we're really worried about is that the Cardinal has the opportunity to present his evidence in a dignified and effective way so that the Royal Commission can receive the evidence, come to a set of findings and wrap up the case study. That's the most important thing here, Fran.
Well, is it the most important thing, though, if there's allegations against him that the police are apparently investigating that we don't know about? If they are being investigated by Task Force Sano, should they be raised at the Royal Commission too?
Oh, well, that's all up to the Royal Commission. The Royal Commission's integrity is very important here. For 3 years now, people have come and told their stories at great, great risk to themselves and stress. Many people from many churches and institutions have also had to come forward and explain how they've handled things. The integrity of the Royal Commission, how it receives information, making sure whether you're a cardinal or a cleaner that you get procedural fairness. These are the important issues that obviously weigh heavily on the commissioners and will have to play out this week and next.
So what impact do you think these allegations will have on that fairness? Because, as I mentioned, he says they haven't been raised with him by the Victorian Police. Do you think that the police should make their position clear on this now? They've told us that they will not provide a running commentary on the large number of investigations being undertaken by Task Force Sano. But in the interest of the integrity of the Royal Commission, do you think the police should make a statement ahead of Cardinal Pell's appearance?
Again, this is all up to how the Royal Commission and the police force, if they are working together on various cases, how they want to manage that. What's very important is that the process of the Royal Commission maintains its integrity so that its findings can be taken at the level and seriousness that they deserve, and that people like the Cardinal, like everybody else who turns up at a Royal Commission, receives procedural fairness.
In terms of procedural fairness, then, let's go to the notion of those who are keen to go to Rome to be in the room, to bear witness, as they've told us here on Breakfast, when Cardinal Pell gives his evidence. A decision is expected today from the Royal Commission on whether they will be allowed to go to Rome and do that. Here's what Tony Wardley, one of the members of that group who wants to go to Rome, told Breakfast earlier.
I hope to see him, to actually see his body language when he's answering these questions from the Commission and that, and, be able to get a real sense of whether he's being honest. And also him sitting in a room on his own, in control there, he's still got the power. But if we were there, not to confront him or disrupt or anything like that, but just puts more pressure on his conscience, if he's got one, when he's answering those questions.
That's Tony Wardley. He's a survivor of abuse at the hands of Catholic priests and nuns in Ballarat, according to an interview he gave us earlier. What's your view, Francis Sullivan? Should this group of 15 people be allowed into the room when George Pell gives his evidence in Rome?
Well, we've said before, it was always preferable that the Cardinal would come to Australia, and that's what he wanted to do, and clearly the medical advice binds him to Rome. So that's the first point. Secondly, whatever arrangements are put in place, they need to make sure that the evidence the Cardinal gives is given in an effective and dignified way, that he is afforded, like everybody else, the procedural fairness that enables him to answer the questions put to him in a fair and dispassionate way. But obviously, as people now are making, probably going to be making their way to Rome, that they, as they do here, abide by the rules, if you like, of the court. We all turn up at the Royal Commission here. We all respect its processes. We all sit and listen. I can understand people wanting to be in the room. That's what their expectation was when we were here last time. And Fran, this is, I've been to all of these hearings. It's an extraordinarily pressured environment. Anybody who's in the witness box, as I said, whether you're a cardinal or anyone else, is under extraordinary pressure. Now, no one, I don't think, wants to add to that pressure. What we really need is the quality of the evidence, the questions that need to be asked, the answers that need to be given.
You're listening to Breakfast. Francis Sullivan is the Chief Executive of the Catholic Church Truth, Justice and Healing Council. Can I ask you about redress? It's one of the biggest unresolved issues, the notion of redress or compensation for the 60,000 victim survivors who've been involved with the Commission. The Commonwealth Government, just before Christmas, said it will not support a national scheme, which was what was recommended by the Commission. We'll get a system of various state schemes. Are you disappointed with that outcome?
If that's all we're ending up with, Fran, yes, it is a disappointment. The first point is this.
Is it not good enough? After all we've been through with the Royal Commission, is it not good enough?
Clearly it won't be good enough, because the purpose of a redress scheme is to make sure that if you've been abused in an institution, no matter where, no matter when, you would have equal access to the same type of redress. This requires leadership. And we've already been hearing commentary about how the community seems to be disengaged with our leaders, that there seems to be a drift in direction. And here we go again. It's a major social issue. We don't have a Royal Commission of this size, this length and this expense to simply have governments shift the issue between themselves. Then we have a COAG meeting in March. I hope the Prime Minister gets to that COAG meeting with the other state premiers and says, no, come on. We're going to pull this together. We're going to bring on what people think we can't do. We're going to deliver a redress scheme so that people who have been abused have equal access across this country to proper redress. And we're going to say to the Royal Commission, your recommendations are important. The Royal Commission has integrity. We're listening and we're going forward.
Francis Sullivan, can I just ask you finally, we've only got sort of half a minute to the news really, but you said last week on the Conversation website that the history of the Catholic Church has been a history of cover-up and a history of mistrust. What evidence do we have that that culture is changing?
The only evidence we can ever have is the things that the bishops and religious leaders will do in the future. A proper, transparent accountability system over their standards, independent analysis of complaints, and the capacity to publicly report on their performance.
Francis Sullivan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Fran.
Francis Sullivan from the Catholic Church Truth, Justice and Healing Council. He's in Ballarat. Those hearings from the Royal Commission begin in Ballarat today. And we do expect to hear this morning from the Royal Commission about whether those abuse survivors and supporters will be able to travel to Rome to be in the room with Cardinal George Pell when he gives his evidence next week.